This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A former aide to Doug Emhoff, former Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, is in the race to challenge Republican Representative Jeff Crank. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
After serving in the U.S. Army and working for Congress members and the Second Gentleman of the United States, Jessica Killen has returned home to launch a run for the 5th Congressional District seat currently held by Crank, who won the seat by 15 points. But Killen says she's up for a challenge.
I grew up here in a middle-class household, and I've been able to achieve my version of the American dream. And I want to give others in my home community the opportunity to also achieve the American dream.
Two other Democrats have also filed to run for a chance to take on Crank. The primary is next June. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A city councilor in Loveland has resigned. The Reporter Herald reports Erin Black leaves her post after being the subject of a harassment complaint from Loveland's police chief. Black says she was the target of persistent harassment. She says she's leaving Loveland's toxic political dynamics. Colorado will get new funding from a legal settlement with makers of opioid drugs. CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser joined a multi-state settlement. It's with 8 drug makers that manufactured opioid pills, helping fuel the national opioid crisis. In total, the deal is worth about $720 million. Colorado could receive more than $12 million. The AG's office says the state is on track to receive over $880 million in funding total from settlements with opioid manufacturers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.